The comfort zone doesn't exist here. We must work hard and maybe harder. But it's a wonderful domain. You can create, you can design, you can plan, you can create a better world.
The face of engineering is changing and evolving. But who are the faces behind it, and more specifically, the women? Let us take you on a journey of an exciting career that celebrates success and embraces failure. I'm your host, Ganan Adamu, and together with The Common Room, we bring you The Face of Engineering. Today, I'm in conversation with Dr. Kristina Steljana Mihailović.
My name is Kristina Steljana Mihailović. I am a doctor in nautical science and engineering.
Now, Kristina, I love your accent. Where are you from and how did you end up in Liverpool?
Thank you so much. I am Romanian, but my profession was making me to see all the world during different projects. And I choose Liverpool because I love Liverpool from my childhood. Since I was watching Titanic, yes, and since my mom was listening Beatles. So I'm in Liverpool since last year, so I have 1 year and a half in Liverpool, and I'm really, really happy that I am here and my dream come true, actually. Such an amazing city with wonderful people.
I love that. So, Kristina, what inspired you to get into engineering, and especially nautical science and engineering?
Since I was a child, I was doing hundreds of equations, actually asking my mom, not buying me toys or other things, just books, math books, physics books. I was doing this by pleasure, like I'm doing a puzzle. In my family, actually, we are having economists and engineers and teachers and doctors. And because I was a girl, my family was advising me to be an economist. But because I was loving so much math and physics and maritime, especially, I was loving ships. Since I was a child, I was doing an economical degree just to make them, make all people satisfied in my family. And after that, I was actually continuing my journey and my dream to achieve this doctorate in nautical science and engineering, and actually to dedicate myself to what I was dreaming since my childhood, to maritime. Always I was loving ships, I was loving seas and oceans, and I was curious, how can I protect them, how I can innovate, what strategy I can make, including ship design and all these things. Yes,
I love that. So what was your path to engineering like? Did you what did you study at school and what did you study at university?
My luck was that I was starting, like I said, from economics, and I was doing my first years in economics in a maritime company. So I was clever to choose that to be more, near my dream. And after that, I was continuing my studies, doing an MBA, a master in maritime management. But this was supposing, being maritime, to study a lot of math and physics, but also all legislation and management, but from the engineering perspective. And also, I was achieving this title, like a doctor in nautical science and engineering in Barcelona at Polytechnic University, studying a lot of STEM subjects, of course. and also the legal and contractual side of maritime. So actually from planning, from loading a ship, different strategies, different contracts, because engineering in maritime doesn't mean always only design or only planning or only calculations. It's very complex field. And all it's linked together. So yes.
Ah. Okay. So what did? So what was your doctorate in? What was your research?
My thesis, it was in INCO terms, international commercial terms applied in all shipping industry, and actually analyzing the maritime transport and the efficiency of the maritime transport on different seas and oceans in the world.
Wow.
From how we can load efficiently a ship container, for example, that this is involving a lot of calculations and stability of the ship and a lot of engineering, pure engineering thing, till the pricing, till the contractual part and what terms we can include in the contract to be efficient for both sides, import, export, and so on. Yes, very complex.
It is, it was really fascinating. But can you remember the first project you worked on when you finished university, when you finished studying?
Oh, yes. When I was finishing my doctorate, I was really, really pleased to receive the role of the chair of an international maritime conference in Barcelona. And actually, it was there written a chairman, but actually I was a chairwoman in maritime. And I was the only woman from that room. And the session and the International Maritime Conference, it was dedicated to shipbuilding, to contracts, shipping contracts, and including marine pollution aspect. So again, very, very complex. Yes, the role of the chair of an international conference, it was amazing. And after that, I was involved in an international project with 8 countries, international countries.
Wow.
In offshore. Yes. It was amazing, and I'm still having friends from different countries because of this project. So we are remembering our birthdays, and we are keeping in touch. It's amazing, and real professionals. And it was in offshore, and again in all that project with 8 different countries, we were 4 women involved. It was really, really good, and I love it.
So,
yeah.
So there was only 4 women on the whole project.
Yes.
Wow. And hundreds of men.
Yes. Yes. We are trying hard in the last years. The research is proving and is showing that the women are doubled in the engineering field. And I really hope that it is reflected in practice, that, and I'm fighting for that. I'm encouraging all girls and young women to study engineering. It's a really, really beautiful field, and it's so complex because sometimes we are seeing only plans or calculations or drawings or design, but it's so complex, this domain. So I really encourage all young generation to study in engineering. It's wonderful, really.
You know what I love? Everyone who I've interviewed so far has talked about engineering with so much passion. You know, so what would you say is the most fun part, but also important part of your job?
I have many important roles, including that I was a lecturer too. I was a lecturer for engineers aerospace and also in shipping. I have a big role because I want to be also a mentor, not only a lecturer or a trainer. And also my big part is in health and safety too. So depends on how I am advising on or what I'm writing there really affects all activity. And also the management aspect, because I was training, for example, masters in shipping in human element leadership and management, and there we have a lot of aspects that are including the emotional intelligence. It's really, really delicate, everything, and in the same time very strong, because they put a huge fingerprint on all professionals in my field. And yes, a big part in all what we are doing, actually, yeah. And in the contracts and, you know, everything. It's all about reflecting, analyzing, calculating, good planning, innovating.
One of the big things that, I've realized when I look at engineering is the fact that it does celebrate failure and testing and trialing. And from the interviews that I've done, a lot of the women have said that their confidence has grown with every success, but also with every failure. Would you say that's been the same with you?
Of course, because only from experiences we are learning. And Edison was saying that failure that doesn't exist, are just steps, are just experiences to achieve the success. So without these experiences and any research, maybe many failures, but at the end we are achieving what we want and we are innovating. We can't exist, we can't have innovation without experiments, without research, and without these fails, to say like that. But like I said, they are experiences and we are learning and we are progressing through them.
I love this. I absolutely love it. So, you know, one of the big things with engineering and with science, I always say, you know, you guys can, you know, use your gift of creation and design to either make the world a better place or actually aid the world to become to destruction, you know, to destroy the world. Now, what would, so what would an ideal world look like to you?
I am mixing engineering aspects and the practical aspects with humanity, because now I am working a lot on sustainability, on these sustainable development goals that we must implement in all domains, being engineering or cultural or all domains, actually. And without kindness, without this humanity aspect, we can actually progress. And emotional intelligence, it's based on humanity and kindness. It's based on reflection. So for me, a better world means a world of kindness and partnerships between all people, all countries. So reducing inequalities, it's SDG 10, a sustainable development goal. So for me, a perfect world is that. Reducing and eliminating actually inequalities, and work together and make and take the positive from everything. Yeah.
Now, engineering, you know, you mentioned before about one of the projects that you worked on, and there was just, you know, four women and hundreds of men. Now, in terms of diversity, from your experience, do you think engineering still has a long way to go? And if so, what do you think can be, how do you think they can make, you know, they can encourage more women, especially, and women of color and different ethnicities and, you know, backgrounds to get into engineering?
I think in the last years, we are progressing with this aspect. More women are studying engineering. Now we must work on what means including them in the job field, supporting, according them the real support that they need to can develop and achieve their full value. In the same time, I was set to read, I think, research from the United States that are many women and young women are studying engineering, but in the same time, after studying engineering, they are renouncing on this job and they are doing other jobs. And we must to think and reflect on that. Why? So I think they need a lot of support in this field. Because yes, it's true in many, many occasions, male domain, but I think women are doing great too. And I think any team, any project team needs at least one woman in their group. Yes, we are still working. We are there, but we are still...
There's a lot more work to be done.
Yes.
So I read that you do a lot of things, Christina. You know, you always keep busy. But what I'm really interested in is Little Globy. Can you tell us about your book, Little Globy?
Yes. Little Globy is coming from the engineering side too, because I was creating this character to make a better world. To make inspirational and write inspirational stories for children and parents and grandparents for a better world. I have published till now 3 Little Globy's books, educational stories. And actually in one of them, I am encouraging girls especially, but not only girls, children and young people to study engineering. The Little Globy and the Magic Balloon in the Air. Actually, I'm starting with making a description of how to build a balloon, a hot air balloon. And after that, I'm encouraging children to study engineering, and especially girls. One of the characters wants to study in shipping and build ships, and one of them wants to build planes. And in this way, I'm hoping to inspire the young generation and to give them an involved to study in engineering.
I love that. There's so many different messages that come out of Little Globy. But obviously the big one is definitely, you know, climate change and having a sustainable world that these young ones can be proud of. And also for us as adults to build and start making those necessary changes that will allow them to, you know, to live in a clean world. So before I let you go, Christina, what tips or what advice would you have for any young woman who would love to go into engineering?
I can say that they should be confident in themselves. They can achieve what they dream. The comfort zone doesn't exist here. We must to work always hard and maybe harder to achieve what we want to achieve, but it's a wonderful domain. You can create, you can design, you can plan, you can create a better world. I want to finish with a quote from Stephen Roberts, a great engineer. Art without engineering is just dreaming, and engineering without art is just calculating.
Wow.
It's wonderful. Yeah, and actually, what I'm doing myself is that mixing art with engineering and with plans and calculations and innovations. It's so complex. And I have one more involved and one more quote from Little Globy to say everyone, explore, discover, believe in you. This is Little Globy's motto, my motto, for my code, for all generations, all young generation, to make them, you know, discover their self, to explore, to to believe in themselves. The engineering field, it's the one that is giving us all these chances.
That was Christina. Now, when she isn't working to make global shipping so much more sustainable, she's writing inspirational children's books, opening up the idea of working in engineering to every kid out there. Next time, I talk to civil engineer Abilola Amor on The Face of Engineering.